Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, RJ Johnson, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. Today, we're unpacking some major moves in the supermarket world. From Hy-Vee's strategic acquisition that's staking new ground in Indiana, to Ahold Delhaize's robust sustainability efforts across Europe, and the budding potential for grocery stores to enter the cannabis market, and happy 420 to those who enjoy. Join me as we delve into these fascinating developments and what they mean for the future of food retail. So, make sure your headphones are in and your curiosity is piqued. It's time to illuminate the aisles with insight. The Midwest supermarket scene just got more competitive as Hy-Vee stamps its name on the Indiana map. The company announced that it will be acquiring Strack and Van Til, a well-established 22-store grocery chain that has been a staple in Northwest Indiana. With this deal, whose financial details remain under wraps, Hy-Vee isn't just entering a new state. It's deploying a strategic growth maneuver to extend its reach. Once the acquisition is finalized, expected in early May, Hy-Vee will be operating in its ninth state. Strack and Van Til will continue to operate under its own name, but as a subsidiary of Hy-Vee. This move respects the established brand loyalty of Strack's customers while opening the door for Hy-Vee's broader market influence. Hy-Vee's expansion doesn't stop at Indiana's borders. The grocer, headquartered in West Des Moines, Iowa, also has its sights set on Kentucky and Tennessee, with plans previously confirmed to venture into Alabama. This foray into the Southeast is a key part of Hy-Vee's strategic growth plan, a testament to the company's commitment to evolving and adapting in the competitive grocery industry. Currently, Hy-Vee's retail footprint is already impressive, with more than 550 locations, including grocery stores, drugstores, and various other retail formats, sprawled across the Midwest. This acquisition is just as much about cultural integration as it is about market expansion. Hy-Vee and Strack share common values, focusing on providing everyday value to customers. Hy-Vee CEO Jeremy Gosch highlighted how Strack's vision of making lives easier aligns perfectly with Hy-Vee's own company. In retaining Jeff Strack, the founder's grandson, as president post-acquisition, Hy-Vee is ensuring continuity and respecting the legacy of the family-oriented business. With Hy-Vee becoming a member of Associated Wholesale Grocers and signaling an inclusive approach by welcoming approximately 2,800 Strack employees into its family, the expansion is indicative of more than just a physical growth. It's a melding of traditions, commitments to communities, and most importantly, a bridged effort to serve customers better. This is a significant leap in Hy-Vee's strategic journey, and it will be interesting to witness how the company cultivates this new terrain in the diverse and dynamic landscape of the American grocery sector. Shifting our focus to Europe, it's clear that Ahold Delhaize is not just a household name, but also a standard bearer in the sustainability realm. This multinational grocery conglomerate, with its prominent banners like Albert Heijn in the Netherlands, is forging ahead with impactful environmental strategies, balancing ecological responsibility with innovative business practices. Ahold has been laser-focused on emissions. With its recent pledge to further cut down Scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions, it's an assertion that echoes the company's dedication to a greener footprint. Notably, the firm has updated its Scope 3 targets, harmonizing them with the rigorous expectations of the Science-Based Target Initiative. This is a pivotal step, as Scope 3 emissions, which include the whole gamut from supply chain to product lifecycle, are notoriously difficult to manage. And a note on consumer engagement. Ahold isn't just focusing on the ecological aspect, but is also empowering consumers to make informed choices. With their My Lifestyle Coach app, they're fostering a synergy between digital innovation and sustainable living. It's evident that Ahold is not simply walking the sustainability talk. They're sprinting. The company's strides in sustainability reveal a corporate philosophy that believes in better practices for a better planet, showing that for this grocery titan, green isn't just a color, it's a commitment. The conversation around cannabis and its various uses is quickly evolving, and with it, a new market is emerging, one that's capturing the attention of not just dispensaries, but potentially grocery retailers as well. Now legal for recreational use in 24 states, cannabis has become a topic impossible to ignore, and it is a reaching into the mainstream consumable space. The data paints a compelling picture. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 16% of U.S. adults reported using marijuana in the past month, a rate that climbs among those aged 26 to 34. This surging usage isn't just about the substance. It's reshaping consumer behavior, notably in the food and beverage territory, laying down fertile ground for synergies with grocers. The Numerator Report, Budding Behaviors, Insights into the Modern Cannabis Consumer, dives into these shifting habits, hinting at the potential for supermarkets to play a significant role in this burgeoning industry. Look north to Canada, where the grocery giant Loblaws has made no secret of its aspiration to meld cannabis sales with grocery operations. Their proposal for a store-within-a-store concept echoes how some supermarkets manage liquor sales, although the journey has been met with legal and logistical hurdles. While U.S. grocers haven't yet made concrete moves to incorporate cannabis dispensaries inside their walls, the idea isn't far-fetched, given the market's estimated value of $40 billion. This interest is buttressed by projections from Numerator that the vast majority of both THC and CBD consumers plan to maintain or increase their consumption in the near future. Cannabis use doesn't slot neatly into one category. It sprawls across buying behaviors, including elevated purchases in categories such as sports drinks, beer, and even frozen sandwiches, a testament to the wider lifestyle patterns of consumers who partake. As we consider the evolution of the grocery sector, the entrance of cannabis fits into a broader narrative of diversification and adaptation, aiming to meet the consumer where they are, both geographically and culturally. With signs showing that cannabis consumers are also more likely to purchase alcohol, there's an evident overlap between existing product lines and potential new offerings. Could grocery stores become cannabis dealers? The marketplace is ripe with opportunity, the consumer interest palpable, and the retail landscape is ever-changing. It's a space well worth watching as legal frameworks evolve and consumer demand dictates new frontiers in the supermarket aisles. Thank you for tuning in. We'll return next time with more updates from the world of groceries. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. Again, happy 420, and this is Supermarket Spotlight signing off.